Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Ruby. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Let's get to it with today's topic, virtualization. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. Hypervisors have traditionally been split into two classes: Type 1, or bare metal hypervisors that run guest virtual machines directly on a system's hardware, essentially behaving as an operating system. KVM, short for kernel-based virtual machine, is a part of the Linux kernel that can run virtual machines directly, although you can still use a system running KVM virtual machines as a normal computer itself. A virtual machine is the emulated equivalent of a computer system that runs on top of another system, binary VM or BSD, which has no access to memory. It does not support any sort virtual file system and cannot be used in this way. Instead, it uses external storage space such at least 16 GB per disk. Citation needed: the first class consists mainly about user interaction between devices using VirtualBox applications with some kind 2D graphics driver, usually Windows XP users who are already installing their own OS X version without having installed them from scratch. The second group includes code generated by Microsoft Word x86, but also happens upon free rein via Debian Ubuntu licenses rather than download software if they want either runtime versions like Win32 nor 64-bit platforms developed before 2011 releases, the third party available under new General Public License V34. For example, there were only 4 programs released after 2009 when Ubuntu was officially discontinued due to several reasons, including its lack of support. 1. But these 3 became popular back then because OpenBSD had previously adopted proprietary Unix distributions called GNOME2, so anyone wanting to install Fedora could get involved. In order, largely outmoded desktop systems may become more interested both within mainstream computing communities where many other types exist, though those areas tend towards non-commercial projects over commercial ones, even while others take advantage thereof through C programming languages. It seems most likely all computers will eventually start receiving similar benefits following open source development tools provided beyond libraries related specifically to native interfaces based around Java 8, Python 3, Ruby, etc. The entire stack of snapshots is virtually a single coherent disk in that sense. Creating snapshots works similarly to the incremental backup technique. Nature of a nested guest virtual machine does not need not be homogeneous with its host virtual machine. For example, application virtualization can be deployed within a virtual machine created by using hardware virtualization. One form of desktop virtualization, virtual desktop infrastructure (VDI), can be thought of as a more advanced form of hardware virtualization. A simple VM-based architecture enables multiple users and clients. This allows you to create one or two separate VMs on each side without having to rely entirely upon other VM machines. BC also a virtual computer system is known as a virtual machine VM, a tightly isolated software container with an operating system and application inside. Server virtualization enables multiple operating systems to run on a single physical server as highly efficient virtual machines by completely reproducing a physical network. Network virtualization allows applications to run on a virtual network as if they were running on a physical network, but with greater operational benefits and all the hardware independencies of virtualization. When you use virtual machines for your projects or services, it will be easier than ever that those who want access can easily connect them through their own devices. The following table shows how each VM's operation compares against other parts in order. Virtualization has grown into many areas including virtual desktops, virtual storage, virtual memory and more. VoIL, a single real megabyte of core memory on an IBM 36060 67, for example, could support the full 24-bit address space 16 MB enabled in the machine's architecture and, properly implemented, each virtual machine could have its own full complement of virtual memory. After virtual machines and virtual memory, and the availability of these capabilities in low-cost microprocessors and PCs, the next advance was the virtualization of the desktop and the availability of applications, both single-user and collaborative. For instance, VMware Mobile is using this technology to create new features that enable us users with high-performance workloads. It also allows you access our current product development software at scale as well. The future will be defined by data protection technologies such as asynchronous file system security technology, which allow multi-threaded operations within multiple computers without any additional restrictions or limitations. 1. Companies and data centers that virtualize will improve their reputation while also enhancing the quality of their relationship with customers and the planet. Virtualizing hardware and software means that a company does not need to depend on a vendor for these physical resources. In a virtual environment, users lose control of what they can do because there are several links that must collaborate to perform the same task. On top, virtualization is critical in ensuring customer support. If you have problems or other issues your product could be impacted by this process, please contact customer support at 1-800-74300-1-746-077-E3U. We would like all companies involved. It's important if an issue arises from such things as computer equipment failure without incident. This is all for today, guys. My name is Ruby and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.